Hi, my name is Tony. I am a shy and introverted kid, and I created this podcast with some help and encouragement from my dad. The goal is for me to break out of my shell and become more comfortable with people. It's important to be a good listener, but also to be heard when you have something to say. Hi, my name is Tony. Welcome to the 9th episode of my podcast. On today's episode, my special guest is Travis Rathgaber. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start. Where were you born?
I was born in Calgary.
What was your first job?
My first job was making pizzas at a Pizza 73.
Do you have any hobbies?
I'm really into motorcycles, so I'm out riding whenever I can, and I'm also working as a photographer in my spare time.
That's really cool. Do you sell motorcycles?
I do. I sell motorcycles, quads, side-by-sides. Right now, the bike that I'm riding, which is I've been sort of calling it my company car, is a Can-Am Spyder, which is a Canadian-made reverse trike, so two wheels in the front, one in the back. But really, pretty much anything that you put a helmet on and go do something stupid with, I try to get them out on the road.
What's your favorite motorcycle?
My favorite is actually my own personal bike, which was my dream bike for years, which is a Triumph Rocket 3, which I purchased in 2009. They're British made. It's a real heritage brand. They're the oldest motorcycle manufacturer around. And mine in particular is a 2300cc cruiser, which by engine displacement is the biggest production motorcycle ever built.
That's really cool. What's your favorite place to ride?
The best roads that I've found in my time riding are in the Kootenays around Nelson, BC. There's one particular 10-mile loop that has about 150 corners on it that is just a loop from the highway back to the highway. It never goes anywhere other than back to itself, so it's always empty, except for bikes. And beautiful scenery, great roads, and just a fun ride.
Is it really hard to ride a motorcycle?
There's a lot of skills involved. It takes a lot of practice, especially for people who do most of the riding in city. The fact that motorcycles are all but invisible to traffic, so you have to really be aware of everything that's going on around you. But anybody who rides and who's ridden for any length of time will say that the rewards and the enjoyment of it is well worth the effort that you have to put into learning how to do it properly.
Do you prefer riding in the city or in the country?
I prefer riding out in the country, and I use it as a platform for doing photography. I like to have my camera on my hip when I'm riding, so if I see an interesting bird or something like that, I can just pull over and shoot it. That said, probably 90% of my riding is in the city. I use it as a commuter. As soon as the weather gets nice in the spring, my four-wheel vehicle gets parked, and I ride any day that it's nice enough to do so.
You said you like doing photography. Why did you start doing photography?
I started getting into photography. I really enjoy, like, with the motorcycles and cars and things like that. I was on my way to a car show with a friend of mine who is a photographer, and he lent me one of his spare DSLRs just to shoot pictures of the car show. And by the time we were done then, I bought the camera off of him and the lenses and just got into it from there. And I love pretty much everything about it. The technical aspects, I like having the rewards of having those pictures when it's all done, and I've met a lot of really great people as a result of it.
What is your favorite thing to take pictures of?
My primary focus is wildlife. And within that, my primary focus is birds. My favorite that I spend most of my time out searching for and have had probably my favorite pictures of have been owls.
What's your favorite camera?
Right now, I am shooting with a Canon 6D and absolutely loving it. I was just amazed by the color quality that it's gathering up. My backup camera is a Canon 60D, and I'm pretty happy with both.
Going back to bird photography, what is your favorite part about it?
I really enjoy the challenge of tracking down different species, learning about their different habits and that, which makes it easier to get more natural-looking pictures of them, and the technical aspects of composition, lighting, and managing to get the well-posed pictures of them without being too disruptive to them in the wild.
I assume it's harder to take pictures of birds when they're flying rather than when they're sitting on a branch?
Yeah, depending on the species. Some, especially large birds of prey, have a tendency just to float in one place. So they're actually fairly easy to take pictures of in flight because they're out in the open, there's nothing blocking them, so it's easy to compose a photo. Whereas some of the smaller species, like swallows, sparrows, things like that, are very quick moving and tend to dart through the trees. So they are very, very tricky to get focused, locked in on, and get a decent picture.
Do you think there's a tie in between motorcycles and bird photography?
I didn't think so for quite a while. I've got a harness that lets me wear my cameras on my belt, fully protected while I'm out riding my bike, so that if I see a bird of some sort that I want to take a picture of, I can just pull over, pull my camera out, and take the shot. I've read recently that apparently it's a very popular activity amongst bikers to do bird photography from the saddle. And as a benefit, most birds, or most animals in general, when they see people, they run away. I mean, that's just the instinct. But a person on a motorcycle or in a vehicle, for whatever reason, they don't identify that as a threat. So as long as you stay on the bike, it disguises your shape, and you can get quite a bit closer, and the animals are quite a bit more calm, so they're a lot easier to photograph from the motorcycle than on foot.
That's really interesting. What is the easiest bird to take a picture of?
The easiest bird to take pictures of? What I use primarily for practice and to make sure that my gear is all dialed in and that, I like to go down to Fish Creek Park, and I'm a big fan of chickadees. They have a tendency to pose really well. They're a neat looking bird, and in certain areas of Fish Creek Park, they're so used to having people feeding them that you can just stick your hand out, and within 4 or 5 minutes, you've got a bird in your hand. So you can just basically shoot pictures at arm's length of whatever lands on your fingertips.
What is the hardest bird to take a picture of?
My challenging birds, I try to set myself a couple of goal shots every year that I want to get, and I've seen many, many great pictures, and they're a very friendly bird, but I have never managed to get a good picture of a mountain bluebird, which is really frustrating because they're everywhere, and they have a tendency just to sit there when you walk up to them. Otherwise, it's a matter of, we've got a lot of species that pass through Alberta, but are very few and far between, very difficult to track down. The latest one that I've managed to find and photograph, which I was really pleased with, was a northern hawk owl, which are a very rare bird. They're only about the size of a robin, and really one of the coolest looking birds there is.
Going back to motorcycles, you said you sold them. Where do you work?
Right now I'm working at Bow Cycle North in Calgary.
What's the store like?
The shop there was it was just built a few years ago, so it's very modern. It's a nice big showroom with windows along both sides of the building, so we get a lot of natural light through. And we sell watercraft, quads, side-by-sides, motorcycles, the Spider that I said I was riding. And it's a very relaxed, laid-back atmosphere, which suits my personality very well. I'm not much of a go for the jugular type hard closer salesman. I prefer to just enjoy the conversation, and I've always thought, I mean, we're essentially, when you're shopping for a motorcycle, you're buying a big cool toy. There's not any real logical reason behind it other than I want that. So I think it's supposed to be a fun experience, and I try to focus more on enjoying the entire process rather than just getting the bike and getting them on the road.
What kind of customers do you run into?
Just about everybody. I've dealt with the big scary guys that are tattooed everywhere but the tip of their nose, right down to families. I've sold to actors, I've sold to athletes, I've sold to priests, to full families. I've got one family that I've sold a bike to three members of the family. So it really takes all types.
I think I'm going to end it here, so thank you, Travis, for being here.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure learning about you. And thank you, audience, for listening, and I will be back in another 2 weeks for another episode.